That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello, everybody. It's Bubba Overtime.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Papa.
Is this Corporate Sponge?
No, this is Shut the Fuck Up, Lummy. This is Bubba Overtime. It'll probably be repurposed as a podcast as well. Anna, when does my sister come back to start fucking doing stuff with you?
This week.
I know she's not even home yet. I think she gets back tonight or tomorrow. Or is she back?
She's back.
When did she get back?
I think last night.
Well, they keep their cars in the garage, so I can't really tell. I by the way, Blitz, they changed the garage code on me.
Is that so you can't take the Maserati?
What?
Is that so you can't take the car out?
Yeah, and I guess I could walk through her portion of the house and go through the garage, but I passed out last night about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I got a high-level meeting with her later.
You might see me around, Bubba. I might spend a weekend at her house. I was invited to hang out by her pool and hang out and eat snacks.
Well, I know. I have strict instructions for Blitz to be running surveillance while you're there the entire time. I'll be Facebook living.
Like I wasn't going to already.
It's already bugged.
Well, he wants his footage. He wants mine footage as right. Well. He wants to get every possible angle available.
That's actually the high-level meeting that me and her have tonight. Yeah, exactly. Today.
The camera install that you're putting in?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, sweet. So you guys get to go to a pool party and me and Rhett get to go to the flea market.
Ew, that's so gross.
What a trade-off. Anna, I think you should come with us.
Now, let me. Have you secured your flea market stuff there yet?
Yes, sir.
First of all, did you get all the dump stuff put inside the dump trailer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Did it yesterday, sir, when it got up here, and then just got to put a couple things
in. Please stop calling me sir.
Yes, I will. Sorry, boss.
I mean, daddy might even be less creepy.
No.
Sorry, daddy. I won't call you sir
again.
That's
not less creepy.
That's true. It's creepy.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, man, the people on Instagram are so fucking gullible and mean. I'm catching a ton of heat over that.
I'm sorry, well, daddy.
Like,
I think they're anti being mean. They were upset that you were mean to Lummy was the issue.
No, I know. Like, you know, because
but I don't think that's them being mean.
Yeah, well, it's them being stupid.
We'll go with that.
If you really are that opinionated about me playing Weed Whacker Snake, then you're fucking
There's a lot of people now that don't like pain games.
But there was no pain games.
I'm just
so now you get offended just on the potential of your buddy fucking with you, on the potential.
I mean that's what they were saying.
Yeah, what a bunch of pussies. Hello. Maybe I've just aged gracefully as an old school guy, and the new generation's just a bunch of pussies, and they don't think that Weed Whacker Snake's funny. I think Weed Whacker Snake's funny, especially when you don't weed whack your buddy, but you get close, and maybe you do weed whack him just a little bit, but you don't hurt him. You don't break the skin. It's official. Blitz, if you don't break the skin, then you officially not hurt him.
Do you think if Jackass was released in today's world, it would not thrive?
Well, they're making another one. So.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah. I think there's a certain a portion of people that think that's funny, and then there's a bunch of fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bubba's so mean. He's lost his brand. I've listened all my life. He's just... Fuck off. You don't even know me. You don't even... Like, and if you don't think my moped to the bank thing's funny, then you're stupid as fuck, too.
But who said that, though?
Oh, I had some people tell me that it was... Just your guys' reaction didn't think it was very funny. I thought it was funny.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
I thought
it was
funny
great.
As fuck.
Me, too. It's good.
Yeah. Better than the fuck... I mean, the flea market thing was good, too.
Oh, wow. The trailer of the new Jackass movie, the guy rides a moped around, so it looks like you're ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, but I do it, and it's, it's pathetic. Fucking Johnny Knoxville does it, and it's pimp. No story of my life.
You're pimp.
I am pimp. People just don't...
You're a P-I-M-P.
People can't understand my brilliance. I don't really give a fuck. I'm so happy right now. My life is so simple. It really is.
I can see. I see that.
Would you consider yourself to be a minimalist?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to shoot some stuff. I don't know if I should talk about that or not.
I don't know if you're allowed.
Yeah, legally allowed.
Yeah.
Legally allowed to talk about anything. Hi, it's Bubba, and the show's short today because I'm not legally allowed to talk about a lot of things.
Yeah. I was going to say about this, that, the other, but I'm not allowed to.
Over my lifetime.
What do you got to do at the track today?
Why do you have to go back?
It's a fucking shitstorm is what I got to do.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's Anna's favorite story.
Well, Blitz, I went from doing this guardrail project to now I might make it a Jersey barrier deal.
Holy shit.
And not do guardrails, but do Jersey barriers instead. But that's going to require me to dig a 14-inch by 13-inch trench along the wall. Which is going to require me to have to go all the way down to the asphalt, which is going to have to require me to get somebody that has a lot of skill, because as you're getting the layers away, you can't go deeper than the asphalt. So you have to just keep kind of chipping at it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if a ditch witch would work under that application or just a straight mini-ex.
Probably a mini-excavator, because a ditch witch is not... probably not going to be wide enough for you, will it?
Yeah, no, but it can at least break it up and get down to, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can, and secondly, I don't know if a Mini-X has the nuts, if it's hot, like I may have to wet it. I may have to saturate that part of the wall. Like if it's dry, if the track's dry, you know that as you get down, it gets concrete-like. Like you can't get down on it. So I might have to just like saturate next to the wall.
The nuts.
So I can get down to the asphalt. Because I don't know. I mean, unless you had like a big 3-fucking-16 or 329 or something like that. Sure. I don't know if a little Sunbelt Mini-X would, you know, be able to get down on it a little too much.
Down on
Probably not the tiny ones, but the next size up would be all right.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to do that. I have to go up there and assess that. I just got a whole bunch of shit. And then tomorrow I got a meeting with the Diacos at 3 o'clock.
Ooh, party talk?
Yes.
Bubba, I'm so excited. I talked to Matt Heller, too.
Did you know that guy's a straight fucking pimp?
Yeah, but I feel like he's constantly high. He's like, I can't do this party in Apollo Beach. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What
it's
do you
in
mean?
South Tampa. I don't know. Matt is, I don't know if he's partially deaf or something.
No, hold on.
Probably from all the horns.
Is he talking about my party?
I thought so, because I said, oh, I hear you're staffing Bubba's party. And then he's like, I don't know. Apollo Beach is really far. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm not going to Apollo
Beach. I know. I said, what are you talking about, Matt? He goes, what? And I'm like, it's in South Tampa. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's way better. I'm like, yeah.
He's going to do it for me. He's my man.
I know.
He's like the new it guy in town.
He's been the it guy for like 15 years.
Yeah, you're right. But he's really the fucking it guy now.
Why now? Because he got a boat.
Yeah,
he's that's got why. Because he got that boat.
Oh my god! Although he needs to go back to the clean cut, you know, kind of preppy Matt Heller, and not the fucking Jesus Matt Heller. But you know, when you got that kind of money,
who
gives a fuck what you do, right? He's kind of the Tampa Dan Bilzerian, is he?
Oh, 100%. And Dan Bilzerian is from Tampa. But
I know that. I know.
Yeah, because his dad was a piece of ass.
I know.
His dad was a piece of shit and fucking swindled a bunch of people.
Yep.
It was a Ponzi scheme type deal, right?
Yeah, and Dan Bilzerian made a lot of the fucking money. His dad went to prison on the deal.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think his dad put money in a trust fund for him.
And his dad used to have the biggest house in the area. Like, literally the biggest house.
What was he doing or pretending to do?
Stealing.
Oh, he's just stealing.
It was like a
hedge fund Ponzi with a
loan sharking type.
With an Amway kicker.
Yeah.
Country Girl 92, 1,500 bits.
Man, Country Girl 92 has really stepped up her game.
She really has. Started an Instagram.
I really like you. Is she single?
No.
No.
Pretty young, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, what's the youngest you think I could go and not be a creep?
25.
18 in a day.
18.
I'd say 25.
No.
18.
I'm going to be 55 next month.
All right, maybe 32.
Well, look at Dr. Dan Diaco's dad. I mean,
he's like 80 and he's conquering 40-year-olds.
Yeah, so just go with that. 40-year difference.
Half your age. That's what it is. That's the official ruling.
So, what, 27 and a half?
What's 55 divided by 2?
27 and a half.
There you go. Blitz, I can go 27 to give you throw me the half.
Okay,
and then 27 is officially good. 26 is creep.
No, I think you could be 23 and be good.
Full creep?
No, that's creepy.
No, Anna, you don't understand. Bubba's a pimp.
I think you could do 30 easy.
I'd like to think that I could.
You could do 30.
That I could do 29.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. I think I met Heather when she was 29.
I was going to say that, but
I think I met Nikki when she was 29.
How old were you when you got married? To be honest with you, I watched your wedding videos.
Redneck Demon, 1,020.
YouTube.
Yeah, they're on YouTube. From
it,
Howard,
was like, Bubba, it was like on Howard my, goes to.
On my YouTube or no. Howard's?
It's no. On just some random guys.
And it's, yeah. And it's like fucking, what, a couple million views?
It was like 15,000. Oh. It wasn't crazy.
Well, this one got repurposed.
It was a three or four part series, but it was four. Like the boys, Artie Lang and all them come down to Tampa, and it was Howard's birthday the day before your wedding.
This is the one where I pulled it up for when you said the preacher was being creepy. I didn't know if they played it.
It wasn't your actual wedding. It was like when Howard's traveling down here.
Heather did look good as fuck.
Totally relate to this guy.
How old was she when you got married?
I don't know, 30... something.
Hmm. But the pastor or the minister, whatever it was like right out of Central.
Yeah,
Boston.
That's what I saw. I think
it almost looked like he was doing a pilot for us.
Looks like this is like from Howard TV or something.
Yeah, this is Howard TV's version.
I need. I took videos. I need to find my videos too.
You do? Will you give them to me
if I find them?
You know that old fashioned sort of brimstone and fire Southern Baptist minister, and I thought he was sort of charming. I thought he was funny.
Our ceremony was wonderful. Our pastor Walter made it very personal and special. Probably not anything.
Your fish tank.
Man, it's my fish tank.
Wow. Is there any fish
for you to watch?
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking fish.
I'd ever heard before at a wedding.
The church part was awesome. It went pretty quickly. We'd met with the pastor prior, Pastor Walter.
Who's that guy? Bubba.
I mean, you can say what you want, but I mean, I fucking used to run this
town.
You had
your careless whispers in.
Walter and said, I want this to go as quick as it can. I hate those all long, drawn out Catholic kind of deals. I just want it to be quick. And I thought it went well. I thought the preacher cut some one-liners. I mean, you know, everybody's like, oh, he wants to screw Heather. Who wouldn't? Look at her. I mean, she's hot. She's got big tits. That's why I picked her. I mean... Please.
What a beautiful wedding. Now let's go drink. Everybody's heading over to the reception.
Okay, Howard.
I hear they have
I mean, people can say what you want, but I'm the only guy ever. Well, me and America's Got Talent are the only two people to bring fucking Howard to St. Pete, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
The reception was beautiful. We had all kinds of food.
We did, man. It was fucking
it was
so
much,
pimp.
That, dude, that was so much fun.
That might be the pimpest food spread I've ever seen.
It was so much fun, too.
Is that from Salt Lake?
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
And a chocolate fountain. We had fresh seafood everywhere. It really dimly lit. Beautiful white linens. It was comfortable. Crowded because there was a lot of people there. But a blast.
But fucking straight pimp. Look how good I look there, fucking on. I look like a movie star there, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Artie, Howard, Hootie. I mean, it's star-studded, ladies and gentlemen. 100%.
Don't forget Brooke is there. Hamill.
Black honkies. Fucking... John Langford? Is that who
Steve
that was?
Langford. Steve Langford.
Oh, Julie Tizzy and Julie.
Oh,
wow. Oh, this makes me want to cry.
Don't cry.
Tyler was.
Hold on. I think this is going to be on something. Hold on. This is not this. Not this. Hold on. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right. This is a shoot.
Need to make a toast to the bride and groom. And... this is my best friend in the world, no matter what Brian Knobbs says. But anyway, when I met Bubba...
Oh, I don't want to watch all this. It'll make me cry.
That was so much fun.
The guy, we love him to death. He's like family to us. He'd do anything for you. And
a long-ass deal, Hogan.
Yeah,
he made a great life for Bubba and his son. You know who to call, brother. Toast to Bubba. Love you to death.
Not
if there's
you.
Anything, you give you our love. We love you to death. If there's anything you ever need, you know who to call, brother.
Not you. Hogan.
Toast to Bob and Heather.
Can I borrow like some of that $80 million?
I didn't realize Hulk
Hold on.
Was so close to Bubba. You know, I thought it was like an on-air thing,
you know?
But seems like he really helped Bubba out with weight loss and training him, and even when Bubba lost his job, it was good to him.
Reception was absolutely beautiful. It was very, very nice. In terms of being a reporter there, by about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, I, as a reporter, was actually thinking about, well, maybe it's time to leave, because there's nothing going on here.
Until Ronnie Limo Driver got on the microphone.
Ronnie struck.
Yeah, Ronnie, by the way, Ronnie takes the Texas Hangman's girlfriend.
Yes.
And starts getting inappropriate, and the Texas Hangman starts getting full hot on the deal, and he's taking me aside, and I'm getting full fucking hot on this deal. Because Ronnie's really taking some liberties.
Who's Ronnie?
Howard's limo driver.
Oh.
And security guard.
Looks like he's doing his job.
By the way, Blitz, she was all over
him. Oh, my God. Where's her hand going?
And by the way, that's... Texas Hangman is a big wrestler guy.
Like, yeah, he's a big fucking wrestler guy.
Yeah.
Look at Ronnie here. Ronnie's like...
Ew.
She was smoking. The girl I was dancing with, Jen, her name was Jennifer. Yeah, Jennifer.
Any style of dancing... Like my grandfather.
And she had a wrestler boyfriend.
Hold on, did it say Mike Moran's fiance?
Yeah, yes.
Mike Moran's fiance.
Yeah.
Like my grandfather.
And she had a wrestler boyfriend that was 350.
What happened is
my
girl wanted to meet a couple of the guys. So I said, well, why don't you go over there and say hi? It'd be better if I'm not there. It'd be a little more sociable to a hot girl than to me.
When was the last time you talked to Hangman?
What's that?
When was the last time you talked to Hangman?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, and she went up to him, and next thing you know, he's like, here, take a shot, have a good time. And I'm like, okay, I'm cool with this. And next thing I know, he's grabbing her, taking her out on the dance floor, and I'm like, you know, I'll just let him have a good time. So I'm thinking they're going to do a dance. Next thing I know, it's another dance, and she tries to come back by me, takes her back out to, come on, honey, let's get back out. And I'm like, huh. Started out with them dancing, but then I noticed he was kind of rubbing his crotch up on her a little bit, and he's a sneaky little bastard.
And I kept going over to the dude, and I kept saying to him, listen, I said, if you got a problem with this, let me know. And I said, I definitely will stop.
Well, at first I didn't have a problem with it, but then the guy starts grabbing her ass, and he's rubbing his dick up on her. She likes the old guy, but she doesn't like senior citizens. And the thing that pisses me off is, Ronnie, is you asked me if you could dance with her. You didn't ask me if you could grab her and fondle her. Bottom line is, Ronnie, if I ever see you in Florida again...
I'm gonna fuck it with your ass.
I'm gonna kick your fucking little ass. That's the bottom line.
And that's a shoot!
You hear me, boy?
Ronnie's an asshole. You can't invite him anywhere. He's another one of those guys who, you know, he has...
This actually is pretty well done.
No personality, and so he drinks a lot so that his bad personality can come out.
Howard Flam and Heather Flam up to the front. 1 minute to get up here. First of all, I want you to meet my new girlfriend, Jennifer.
Hey, well, I got bad news for you. Jennifer's boyfriend's about 6'1".
I met Jennifer's boyfriend.
265.
Fuck him.
Fuck him!
are there any kids here left on your way home?
I mean, no, there's no kids here. You know, actually, let me take over this thing. No, I'm on the radio. You're a limo driver. I'm on the radio. You know, we need to get this thing going a little bit. So, we need to get Sal and Richard to start getting their penises out on the fan machine.
Ronnie's accosting me trying to get this microphone.
Let's fuck some whores.
All right, listen.
This is my wedding, and I think Heather's mom and dad are still there.
They are.
We have a special dedication to Heather.
Heather!
Get your ass over here.
Ronnie, the limo driver, he's drunk because Howard left, so he's now off his lead.
I said Howard's left, so now Ronnie's fucking unhinged, right?
Drunk before he left.
And then Ronnie goes, no, I was drunk before he left.
Shut the fuck up, asshole. That's my famous phrase. I want to dedicate this to Heather and Bubba Clem. May they be happy forever. Let's fuck some horns!
He was quite the visionary.
He's quite the visionary.
What's your fucking problem, asshole?
He caught Blitz. He caught a ton of heat.
He still does.
Oh, they still play that.
Yeah, they still do.
He's got a ton of heat.
He drinks as fast as he can and gets so shit-faced that he just says wild stuff. He wants to be a wild man. He wants to be... I feel he wants...
Even Howard's over it describing it.
...to be part of the show and create a persona and develop a personality.
The next morning when I woke up, and it's the God's honest truth, I woke up the next morning when I was getting ready to go to the airport.
I think Blitz, he actually called me. I think he did.
After the wedding, and I said, you know what? What the hell did I do last night? And I knew what I did, and I knew I was going to catch shit for it.
Poor Ronnie. I feel sorry for him, you know. I think he sometimes, you know, is grasping for attention. He didn't fuck up my wedding, because everybody, it's my wedding, so everybody gets it. You know, everybody gets the fact that there's going to be stuff like this. But Ronnie's Ronnie. You know, it's not a big deal.
All right. So you watch this, Anna?
Yeah. There was like a 3-part series.
Oh, I know. No, I think it was a 4-part.
It's 4-part. This is the last of it.
Yeah. Oh, I think this is where I start crying, isn't it?
I hurt your rib. I feel kind of bad about it. I hope that we can get past this because we have something really special. Love, 25 cents.
All right, so Bubba, go through it all.
You know, I don't want to sound like a pussy and start crying and everything, but God, it was...
I think I was ready to start crying here.
It was such a bonding experience. You know, we go to New York a lot. We're part of Howard's family and on-air family, but God, we really bonded this weekend, and... you know, I guess it took my wedding to get us all together in this capacity. I think they came down. I think the New York people came down kind of thinking we're a bunch of unrefined hillbillies. And I think maybe we won them over a little bit, thinking that we're, you know, maybe only less 50% of Beverly Hillbillies. But, you know, everything went well. And I've been drinking a little bit, okay? So
yeah, I was just...
Wow,
Anna, this is me half drunk.
Yeah, I was drinking that night, too. I had to teach the bartender how to make a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, well, I'm half drunk here.
Were you doing Dirty Bananas?
I admit that, but... I have a lovely woman in my life, and the reception I thought went wonderful. I thought the ceremony was wonderful.
I think that might be Ronnie still screaming on the microphone in there. No.
And the 4 days that Howard and Robin and Gary and Sal and Richard and Mutt and Goodstein and everybody came, and everybody I may have missed, thank you so very much. I'll never forget this for the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
Man, I was...
Your eyebrows are fleek.
Look at you. You're getting choked up.
I know, man. Get
you're teary-eyed. Look at you, the sensitive Bubba.
I am. I'm really fucking...
I love this.
Seriously, man.
Aw, Bubba.
I'm fucking choked up on the deal. Just because it's like, you know...
I'm choked up on the deal. I still got to put wrestler terms in there.
Never in a million years I thought that I'd be this close to the largest name in the industry ever, and... It's like we've kind of...
Sal
like,
Governale?
Yeah. Fuck Sal. I'm talking about Howard. I never thought in a million years I'd have the opportunity that I have getting to work with him, and he's just been so wonderful to me, man. That's all I can say.
Now I'm riding mopeds.
You're more excited about Howard than Heather.
Now I'm riding mopeds. You're right. You guys are right. Thanks for breaking it right on down to zero. Appreciate it. But I won't give up. That's the thing. I won't give up.
Was he doing this for yourself?
I just got so much fucking internal white trashness that I just won't give up. I'll come in here every day and keep trying.
Well, that about wraps it up. Thanks for joining me,
oh.
Ned, on this hellish journey.
Is he dead?
I'll see you at the divorce proceedings.
No.
Oh, God. Oh,
I agree. 6 months tops. Ned out.
Heather and Bubba, I wish you nothing but well and greatness and God's blessings for your marriage. And remember, if you're going to enter another woman or man into the bedroom...
Oh, yeah.
Terry's hazing at the house.
Maybe I should have listened to Artie.
Let's see what Artie says.
Keep it white.
You did.
I'm really sorry what happened, but I had a great time at your wedding. And I hope you have many years of happiness together. I'm being honest. Marriage sucks, and make the best of it.
He's still married to Christine, though.
Best of luck to both of you. May you have a long and healthy life. May your first child together be a masculine child. Good luck, guys.
I got a vasectomy soon thereafter.
Thanks for letting me suck a fake plastic penis, and thanks for letting me get liquid ass sprayed all over me.
Best of luck, and you're a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful couple.
Oh, thank you, Beth. I still get Christmas and birthday cards from Beth and Howard.
Oh.
Oh, Lummy, I wish you could see my newest painting, my God.
Is it?
It's so unbelievable.
Who's it for?
Nobody. It's not for anybody.
I didn't know if you were still working through that Valentine's list. Sorry, boss. Sorry.
You're so fucking funny, buddy.
That was a good one, Lummy.
Lummy, you're over like a motherfucker, buddy.
No, I'm just you.
Lummy, do you ever notice, man, like it isn't even fucking like, I don't even consider putting the strap on anybody. Like, you're the fucking champion, buddy.
Well,
oh, you don't
sir.
Have it on your shoulder.
Oh, anyway. I put it back up there because I had it earlier for the whole show, but
he
there's
did.
So much lube. And I kind of starting to clean it up a little bit more. So I have to move a lot of stuff. Mm. There's still a lot of lube over here.
Really?
Yes. I just threw two more condoms away that I found.
It's going to take a lot of...
They're all around.
It's going to take a lot of cleaning before you get down to the lube.
I know.
Now, Lummy, did you try... After the show, did you keep trying?
I tried one more time, and then Ashley tried at the house. She broke it, too. So it's like I'm still the champ.
Well, anyway, I do have a new policy I'd like to establish or enact here at the BRN, and that is when I'm walking somebody out, I'm paying respects to them, and there's only a few people that I walk out of the building, and that would be Jay, sometimes Dan, Steve, and Kevin. Blitz, you know, is there anybody else that I usually, I don't think
I... mean, at times, but those are the ones that are pretty standard.
Right.
Sometimes Regina, maybe Tom, but...
Country girl, what, 13, 1400?
1400 bits.
Thank you, country girl. But yeah, sometimes maybe Tom, Regina. But so yesterday, and I meant to get myself a note, and I didn't even talk about
it
during the entire show.
I was waiting for you to bring it up.
Fuck. So yesterday, Jay's walking out, and I have some things to talk to him about. We got this little project going on. I got a meeting at the Diaco Law Office tomorrow at 3 o'clock to plan my birthday / the GOAT of Tampa Bay Radio Party. 35th year in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
We're going to do a big pool party at Dan's. We're going to hire Matt Heller's going to help us with the talent. And I got a meeting tomorrow at 3. So I'm walking out yesterday, Jay Diaco, got my arm around him. We're like, you know, we're just being boys. And all of a sudden, here's Blitz. Here's Caveman. Here's Anna.
What?
Here's Lummy.
I wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah, actually,
yes, you were. Yes, you were. And Rhett.
Yesterday.
Everybody. Maybe not Anna.
No, Anna was.
Today I was, but yesterday I wasn't.
No, Unsavory Character 2000 and Cooper Love 1500.
Unsavory, better known as Iggy.
Me and Rhett were shooting something, at least.
All right. Well, then shoot shit at the other, I don't know, 3/4 acre on the property and let me have my parking lot walkout parties with my boys. So I have a please. Let me fucking be alone policy. I've never had Blitz, Caveman, Lummy, Rhett, and Anna all in. They all follow me out. And I'm like, I don't know if they all want to talk to Jay or they all want to overhear me. Are they all like, what the fuck is everybody doing out here?
So I walked out yesterday because there was something that I needed to ask you or tell you that was kind of important at the time. So I walked out and I closed the door behind me and I made sure to shut it. And then, like, they still, even though they saw me close it, they still walked out.
I didn't see you close it. I was in the studio.
I was there yesterday.
And when I saw K-Man, I'm not even mad at K-Man, but I'm like, what the fuck does he need to be out here for?
Right.
Maybe we just wanted some sunshine.
Well, go out back. We got sunshine out there, too.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
So I'm just saying, when I'm walking a guest out, if you could let me, as employees, let me have that.
And we did today.
Yeah, I turned around like, what the fuck is everybody out here for?
I was out there today, but I was out there first. I wasn't trying to follow you there.
Well,
I was just enjoying the sunlight, getting some vitamin D because
well,
I can't get
scram,
D anywhere else.
Go out back. There's a lot
good,
of there's
good
some,
one, Dan.
There's
shut up.
You just D'd yourself. In fact, you know what? You just caused us to have to fucking say goodbye on the
no!
Good job, Anna.
Way to go, Anna. We're having fun, too.
We're having fun, and you just cornballed it the fuck up like your Will Coach.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't care. She's got 6 hours of Kevin's Law later.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh,
47.
Tell Kevin I'm going to have to politely decline him wanting to be on the show on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, no big deal. I just, you know, just tell
him. This Friday?
Yeah.
He asked to be on the show and just tell him Bubba's got something planned. Thank you.
What
though.
If I tell him yes? Then do I get fired?
Yeah, then you'd be lying. And you're a lying bitch.
And,
so no.
And if you,
oh,
and you would be not allowed to be on the show that day. And that new raise you got, it's gone too.
Sorry, Kevin. Love you.
Hear that? That's the sound of change being cooked up in our schools. Each day, school food professionals throughout California are working to make better meals for our kids, one tray at a time. These meal planning, sauce stirring, taste bud training professionals are making food for students from kindergarten to high school using fresher ingredients and flavors kids love. The secret ingredient to better school food in California? The dedicated professionals who are improving it every day. Learn more about how they're cooking up change at schoolfoodpros.org. Grant provided by California Community College's Chancellor's Office.